in the United States Congress to investigate the business practices of food delivery apps that threaten the economic survival of independently owned local restaurants and food service establishments and their workers during the unprecedented national health and economic crises caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Be it further resolved that the City Council of the City of Bethlehem strongly encourages the mayor and his administration to investigate the current food delivery app business practices in the City of Bethlehem and consider potential regulatory measures to protect these establishments and their workers, and to investigate the feasibility and advisability of establishing a licensing system to ensure that these food delivery apps comply with any applicable local, state, and federal laws designed to protect vulnerable food service establishments, their workers, and consumers from harmful and opaque business practices. The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Reynolds and Ms. Negron.
Mr. Reynolds?
So this started when I had gotten a couple of phone calls and a couple of different restaurants reached out. And I think I, like a lot of people, were not particularly familiar with the third-party app business and kind of how it worked. But obviously now with people unable to go into restaurants, a lot of restaurants relying on either curbside, pickup, or delivery, I looked at kind of what other cities were doing about this. Because these third-party apps, and it's a tough, it's difficult to read these stories about these restaurants and what they're kind of being forced to do if they want to be able to stay on this platform that they feel they need to be a part of. And I looked at what other cities were doing to kind of take a look at this issue, and they kind of broke into both short-term actions and longer-term actions. Some cities like San Francisco were using the fact that the city was under an emergency order, and the mayor came out with an executive action that said that, you know, third-party food apps are not allowed to charge more than a certain commission, or they have to make sure you do A, B, and C. The problem there with those short-term actions is as far as the enforcement, it really basically came down to restaurants being able to take these third-party apps to court, which doesn't really do a lot in the short term for this problem. And then a longer-term solution that cities are looking at, like New York, is potential licensing programs. So that take into account a lot of different issues, many of which Mr. Bidoni just mentioned. So I tried to basically put both of those concerns into this resolution. I reached out to members of the DBA, the Chamber, our Southside restaurants, and you hear a lot of different information about how these different apps are affecting their particular business. So in the short term, I thought that bringing this resolution forward was a, above all else, it was good as far as education is concerned, in which people had the opportunity kind of to see, like, yes, you're, no matter what you're doing here, you're supporting your favorite restaurant, whether or not you're calling them or whether or not you're ordering through a third-party app. But it's better to call them and to go pick up the food. Or it's better to call them and ask them if they're doing their own delivery or whatever it might be. If you call the restaurant first, that is a better way to support that particular restaurant than it is ordering something through a third-party app when you take a look at the commissions and the fees and things like that. So I thought bringing the resolution forward was about education. And then over the longer term, I do think it's worthwhile for the city to take a look, to listen to the restaurants, to listen to how they're being affected. I was reading online today when there was an article about this that came out, and I saw a bunch of different restaurateurs who I had not spoken to that started posting their individual stories about how they have been negatively affected by these third-party apps. So some of them choose not to use them at all, and you know, it was really, to me, kind of an eye-opening experience when you hear these individual stories about what's going on. And I think that, you know, we should take into account that input from our restaurant community, and then we should, you know, see if a licensing program works and would be effective in, you know, helping support our independently owned small restaurant community. So that's kind of what I was looking at with the resolution, and I certainly can answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds. Obviously, there are so many different aspects of our life that have changed recently in the past few weeks. And this is one of those things I think is in a lot of people's blind spots. Obviously, restaurants are struggling to just stay open or afloat long enough to potentially go back to a normal business or a semi-normal business. So takeout is their only option. And then this problem of losing maybe most or some of their profit margin to a third-party delivery app is something that, frankly, wasn't really in my purview that I was looking at. In my own home, whenever we get takeout, I'll usually just go down and pick it up myself. So it's not something that I was personally familiar with as far as using those applications, but I know it's becoming more and more popular in our new climate that we're living in. So I think this is a good thing to at least start a conversation publicly and allow people to be a little bit more considerate about where they're voting with their dollars as far as what they're supporting and what kind of businesses they want to see prosper, not only the businesses in our two downtowns, but, you know, any business throughout our community, whether it's not just in Bethlehem, but throughout the Lehigh Valley. So I think this is a good first step to start a conversation with the administration. I know that you had reached out to Ms. Carner, had a conversation with her about maybe what some next steps are. And I also know that there was some newspaper articles written about this, which is also going to be very helpful to just bring to light and make people pause a little bit to think about how they can best support their businesses, some of their favorite businesses, and doing takeout. So I think this is a great first step in this resolution. Is there any other members of council who have any thoughts or questions? Yeah, I'll turn back to you first. Mr. Reynolds, if you wanted to follow up on that.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, too, is that, like, this is going to be an issue that's going to affect our restaurant community beyond the end of the public health restrictions that we currently are under.
Yeah.
Even once we change our change into, you know, the green zone or whatever it's being called by Governor Wolf, and we move on, chances are that we are, as Ms. Grevens talks about before, is like there's some uncertainty about the future economic situation of our community. But at the same time, it's not as if people, as soon as they're able to leave their house, are suddenly going to be like, okay, I'm 100% going to have the confidence to go to back to live in the way I was beforehand. So this is an issue now on May 5th, but it's also potentially an issue going forward for a long period of time, depending on how long our economic recovery is, and also what I call our confidence recovery, because it's going to take a while for people necessarily, I think, to, you know, some people will feel comfortable, but I think at the same time, you know, this is an issue as far as, you know, when can people necessarily get back to that level of comfort they were at before eating in busy restaurants. So that was another kind of reason here. Thank you.
Mr. Callahan, I know you wanted to weigh in on that. Go ahead.
Thank you. I agree with both of you. You know, John Stahl, who owns El Jefe's on the south side, he talked to me about this problem about a month ago. He also sent a letter to the mayor of Boston. So I don't know what where they are with, you know, in pushing an ordinance through there, but maybe Ms. Carner or the mayor can also call up there, you know, and see what they're. I think Mr. Reynolds had mentioned that San Francisco's looking into something, but you know, maybe we can find out what some other cities are doing, and if it's possible to put a, or if it's legal to put a cap on it. But from what I've been told from, you know, some restaurant owners, it's eating, you know, in the 30% to 35% of their, you know, of their profit margins, which is just astronomical, and it's really not sustainable for them. So I'm totally in support of this tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Callahan. Any other questions or comments from members of council? Mr. Reynolds?
Yeah, so when you take a look at different cities, they basically fall into this either short-term executive action from the mayor or some type of licensing that deals with commissions, deals with transparency about user fees and things like that. The challenge becomes about, obviously, enforcement, and you don't want to just turn these restaurants out to say, okay, you feel as if they violated this, civil complaint, and people are on their own to take it on and take it to court. So the idea of a potential licensing program is, if, you know, currently, and this is probably a surprise to people too, is that if you have a business and you pay business privilege tax, these third-party food apps do not pay the business privilege tax. The people that pay the business privilege tax are actually the drivers, because they're thought of as independent contractors. So since these third-party apps don't have to go through the business privilege tax situation, it becomes that much more difficult to regulate them unless there's a license. Not completely different than what, you know, what we have talked about and with home sharing in the past. So, I mean, it is a conscious decision that these third-party food apps go through. to try to limit the amount of regulation that cities are able to have that, you know, obviously to them is a benefit, but to restaurants it's not. So the idea of putting together a license to follow up on Mr. Pallant's comment is that if you investigate the ways that these are affecting the different restaurants and you come up with a licensing program, one of the things you're able to do then theoretically is withhold the license or revoke the license if they don't necessarily do A, B, C, and D. But I am not, you know, I will not pretend to understand exactly how this issue is affecting every single person in the city of Bethlehem that runs a restaurant. And that's what I think is the best thing for us to do is reach out and hear from them, as Mr. Callahan mentioned as well. Thank you.
Mr. Callahan? Mr. Callahan, go ahead.
Mr. Callahan,
One of the things I also heard is that whenever, I guess there's three, you know, outside of Grubhub and Uber Eats, I heard there was another one too, but whenever there's any type of other competition that pops up, one of the big three go in and buy out the smaller entity that might be only charging 10 or 15%. And it's almost like they have a monopoly. I mean, it's not a monopoly because it's not a singular business that's doing that. You know, I know there's three of them in competition, but they're all in cahoots. Any other smaller businesses that pop up that offer a delivery service at a lower, percentage of the total sale, they end up getting bought out, and it's a very tough market in situation that puts the restaurants in, because if they don't offer the ability to have takeout even in normal times, it's tough for them to do business, and it's virtually impossible for them to even stay afloat, when dealing with the COVID situation that we have now. So I totally support this, and I thank Mr. Reynolds for bringing it forward.
Thank you. Yeah, Mr. Callahan, I think that the third company you're thinking about might have been DoorDash.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And something else kind of popped into my head too, Mr. Reynolds, not only about the food, restaurant delivery apps, but there's some other businesses that have a very similar model as far as like Instacart for grocery delivery. And I know in West Bethlehem, there's GoPuff, which is also offering delivery of smaller food items as well. And then Postmates is one that's not really as big in our region, but they deliver just about anything else. So those are other businesses that have a very similar model as far as that delivery. And I would imagine those percentages are pretty comparable to what they're taking out of those business owners. And obviously there's a much different feeling when, Instacart is delivering from Giant or Wegmans. I think Giant has their own delivery through like Peapod, I believe it is. But if you're getting a percentage taken out from Wegmans, that's a lot different from one of the small businesses that are on Main Street or in South Bethlehem or anywhere else in the city. Those percentages can really make or break one of those small restaurants in a way the larger corporation may not be affected. So I understand the reasoning of why you're looking at supporting those smaller businesses, but I'd also be interested to maybe take a look at what some of those other businesses are doing as far as grocery delivery and other supplies as well, and how that falls into those third-party delivery apps. Is there any other comments or questions from members of the council regarding Resolution 10F? The clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0.